Previously on Adventure.
She's standing there and she's pissed. And you don't know much about what's going on, but she is not happy. So Betty Ann takes that Warhammer to the chin.
Yep.
And seemingly just kind of breaks her neck, and then she just cracks it back into place.
Hey!
She is engulfed in flame from Thrace's mouth fire, and all of her is covered, and she just is reduced to a pile of ash and just a jawbone left in it. And that's it. She's gone. Ooh.
It seems like this engagement really flamed out.
And you notice right next to Harry's, which is across the street anyway, there is a small store. It has one word on it, and it says Samantha's. There's one item in the case that takes your eye, and it's all the way in the corner, and it looks very much like Henley's cell phone.
As Thrace, Julian, and Redfield look down on their departed friend's mobile device, they notice there is a red blinking light and three words on the display. One new message.
I don't have to write that down.
You don't have to write that down?
I was like, what three words?
Is it a clue? All right.
Also, he's not my friend. He wasn't my friend.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, Julian? You know what I think we should do is let him field this one. I think we've had quite our fair share of Henley. I
do miss him a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like it's a little cliche. I feel like in most stories you're like, oh, that guy, I remember him, and you remember him fondly. I don't. He was an asshole. You can pick up the message.
Okay. Is it? It's in a case?
Yep. You have to ask Sammy for it.
I don't have to.
That's true. Do whatever you please.
Throw one of the cigarettes right back at her. Sorry.
Sammy, can I see this phone?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second.
And she unlocks the case and hands it to Redfield.
Okay. So I take it, I open it up, and I guess I go to the text message section? Or is it a voicemail?
It says one new voice message once you open it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you can only fit one new message on the front of the phone.
Okay.
The phone that you designed and gave to Henley.
Yeah. I think when I thought of it, it didn't have anything on the display on the front. It was just a flip phone. But I don't know if I elucidated that when we brought it up.
It's a late generation flip phone.
Okay, yeah, so I feel like the Razr 3 might have had a little front
like an Envy
display. Yeah.
Or like the Razr. That was a really thin one, right?
Yeah. I remember being very excited when I got that phone.
My mom had a pink one of those. Anyway.
Of course she did.
So I pick it up and I hit the voicemail button. That's what you did then, right? You hit the little button that says called voicemail and you called it. So I call it.
Oi, I'm not sure what happened there. One minute I was holding down that bloody button, and the next I got blinked out of existence. Or something. Whatever. Now, I would say I don't have a lot of time. But that's not true, I got nothing but time. But this piece of shite phone don't have a lot of storage. So if you're listening to this, and you aren't Thrace and Julian and that weird cigarette puffing little guy, this won't make much sense to you. But if it is you, I think there's a way you can bring me back. There's a code you can plug into this here phone, and it should restore me in some sort of way. I know there are four digits, but I don't know what they are, or the order. I'd really like my body back. There's all this ale, and no way to drink it. I think that...
And the message is over.
Huh.
Okay. I'll replay the message on speaker for them. You don't have to reread it.
Yes. Huh. Well, that's interesting. So anyway, anyone want to go get coffee, ale, mead? No?
There isn't much. Wait, first of all, let's ask the important question. Do we want to bring him back?
So I think I've answered that one already. Julian?
Four digits. That's too hard, I think. He sacrificed himself for us.
He did. I feel like he should go down in martyrdom and just stay there.
Sammy, where did you find this phone?
There was a man that comes in often. He's a local stamp collector, and often does business here. You know, buy, sell, trade. His name is Joshua Peters.
Do you know where we can find this dweeb?
I believe he works at the Chicago Public Library.
Okay.
You see, that's what I like about you, Redfield, is you're just as rude and mean as Henley, but it's never aimed at us. Oh. You know, as long as it's aimed at other people, I'm good with it.
I have called you stupid maybe 25 times since we started adventuring together.
I guess you're just easier to ignore than Henley, then.
I do have a question, though. Mm.
Yes.
Since we're not sure of the chain of evidence of this phone, and the accent on that message kept changing. Are we sure that was Henley?
This is true. That could be an imposter. What if that's Henrique?
Yeah, the voice. Yeah. You know, voice identification.
Yeah.
On this Henley.
I think we should.
I think we should have that spell.
I think we should probably go. We'll go for it. Let's go to the library.
Yeah. Chicago Public Library.
Let's go and take a look.
Is there anything to buy here that's not? This is Bobby talking. Anything to buy here that's not stuff they gave us? That she gave us. Sorry.
No, there is not.
Okay. Interesting storefront.
Yeah, exactly. You come in, get stuff for free, and walk away.
It's a pop up.
Cardassian.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to the library.
Okay.
So we're gonna head over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uneventful walk.
Well, yeah, I mean, you might have to stop for directions.
Is the hotel still on fire?
We can find the library from the light of the fire.
Just wander past.
It's smoldering. It's smoldering.
Nothing to see here.
But no, as you walk out of Sammy's, there is a sign on the nearest corner that says, library, quarter mile.
And convenient sign.
I like this town.
Yeah.
Bobby, can you fly there? Was it you that was flying?
I can definitely fly there. I can definitely fly there. I think we can just walk there.
1,000 feet, after all.
Just for shits and giggles? Come on. It'll be fun.
I mean, I can fly ahead if you want me to. You're still going to have to walk there.
Shit.
Because I can't carry you both.
Well, you can just come with us then. All right. And just walk there. Fine.
All right, so you're just walking down the road?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. And you get to the library. And it is a beautiful old building.
For now.
You never met a building we couldn't destroy.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's about 4:30, and the hours are posted that the library closes at 5.
Alright, so we're gonna get in there quick. Gonna run up the steps like the Ghostbusters. Does it have steps? Please say it has steps.
It has steps.
Okay, so we can run back out like Ghostbusters. Sorry.
Somebody who's listening is going to be like, excuse me, the Chicago Public Library does not have steps to walk into it.
It did in 1947.
Yeah. There are things I researched for this.
Steps. Come on, Brian.
I'm just highlighting the lack of research.
There are 112 steps up to the door of the library.
Awesome.
Okay. Nice. So we're running up the steps to, I guess, the circulation desk, where the front desk is.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yep. Going to go straight in and ask for...
Joshua Peters.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
We're looking for Joshua Peters. Does he work here?
He just rings the bell.
I'm already here. I'm already helping you. I don't know. Why would you do that?
Redfield, behave.
I'm sorry. You're looking for who? I'm here. My name is Jeffrey. I'm here to help you. Please stop ringing the bell.
This is not the guy we want.
It's not. Thanks, Redfield. That's good. We figured that out. We're looking for Joshua Peters.
Oh, he works over in the reference section. That's on the second floor. And you should be... I believe he is here today. I haven't seen him, but he usually works on Wednesdays.
All right, so where does he work again, sorry?
Reference.
Reference section. Okay. What does he look like? Just, you know, so when we get up there, we can tell which one is him.
Sure. He's about 6 feet tall. He has glasses and short black hair.
Oh, okay.
And he has a mustache.
A good figure? Sporty?
I'm not sure what...
Have a brother? Sorry, we'll just go upstairs.
He doesn't have horns or a tail or anything, right?
He's slightly taller than you, miss.
Wow. All right, let's get up there then. Let's go. It's very rare. I'm a, almost 7 foot tall dragon.
Not
it's
right
very
now,
rare
though.
To...
Now you're like a 5 foot eight woman.
But still, you know, when I turn back to my normal self, it'd be nice to meet a man that I can put heels on with.
Okay. So as we're walking away, Redfield just stares down the guy at the counter and he goes...
and Jeffrey takes the bell, removes it, and puts it into a drawer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we go upstairs, walk up the steps to the reference section, and we're looking around. Can we see him?
No. You're when you walk up the steps, the stacks are right there. It's poorly laid out. Uh-huh. So you just have all stacks of books, and you can kind of see it through the aisle, if you will, that there's a larger open area past all that.
Okay. I love your nightmare world involves poorly organized libraries. Says a lot about you. All right, so can we do a look? Can we do it, like, guys? I don't want to just rush straight in there to this guy because how did he get this phone? Well, can we just do a quick investigation check and see where
Josh!
He is? Redfield. You know what? You're starting to make
Josh!
Me. You're starting to make me miss Hendley.
Hello. Hello. Is somebody there?
What? It's on you now, Redfield. You want to shout it
Hello?
For him?
Hello.
I screamed your name twice. I gotta use my fancy man voice. Josh!
It's Joshua. Where? Who is that? Who is there?
My name is Redfield. You don't know me, but, What's your name? Sam?
Samantha.
Right? Yeah. I couldn't remember what... Samantha sent us.
Oh, from Samantha from Samantha's? Why are we yelling through these books? Could you come over to my desk?
Where is your desk?
We can't see it.
If you would just walk through the aisle of the books, you would be able to then see me.
All right.
After you walk through there. That's too much trouble.
I don't feel like yelling. It is a library after all.
Okay, well, we're on
That's
our
Redfield. Now.
We're on our way. All right, so we walk over to his desk.
Short galumph. Yeah.
We're going to walk over to his desk. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, Joshua, nice to meet you. Just for future reference, if you organize this place a bit better, we'd be able to see your desk.
Absolutely.
I mean, that might be the future of reference.
Oh, dear. I really don't like this guy.
So you said your name was Bluebeard?
Redfield.
Okay. Close.
I like his new voice. You know Samantha from
yes,
Samantha's.
From Samantha's, yes.
Okay.
We were just there. She had a rather interesting...
What can I do for you?
She had a rather interesting artifact in her possession that we were kind of intrigued to know where she got, and she said she might have got it from
Was it
you.
The fertility statue?
Yes, it was the large penis statue. Yes, that was exactly... No, it wasn't.
I'm just saying, I put a deposit down. I'm hoping that she didn't sell it out from under me.
No one really wants it. It was a electronic device.
An electronic device?
Yes. It was a cell phone. Are you familiar with cell phones?
I don't know what a cell phone is. I bought a phone for my home.
Redfield casts Zone of Truth on Joshua. Nice. So you have to make a charisma saving throw. Yep. You have to beat a 15.
I love the very first roll because it always dictates exactly how badly this is
Tell
going
me what happens.
Okay. 8.
Oh, there you go.
So it works. You can't lie.
Yeah,
you just can't lie.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you know what a cell phone is, or at the very least, you know what I'm talking about because you sold that thing to her.
I did not sell it to her. No, I didn't.
You
I did
gave
not.
That thing to her.
It was there was a trade.
Uh huh.
A trade.
There was a trade. It was a. I did not know what it was, but I thought it might have some value.
Now, where did you get it from?
I found it on a park bench.
Wow, and that's the truth, huh?
I was eating my lunch, and I looked next to me, and there was this thing, and I thought, I don't know what this is, but I have been eyeing some things in Samantha's store for some time. A store where you can buy things occasionally.
Was there anyone around that might have left it?
I looked to my left. I looked to my right. I did not see anybody.
Is
it was just me and the birds.
And
what were you eating?
It was a turkey on rye sandwich. With a little bit of mayonnaise and mustard and lettuce.
Hmm. Where can okay. we get
I can really go for one of those sandwiches right now.
Now, is there anything else about this device that you found that you feel you haven't told us or that we should know?
I truly don't know anything more than that. It was something I found. This was probably 2 days ago.
Okay.
Two days ago.
Can you give us directions to this park bench?
I could.
Will you?
Will you?
Yes, it's in... It's at Willis Park. Willis Park. And it is near the statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, Julian does. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so whoever
big
that
tall guy
is.
With a hat. You can find him.
All right. Also, where is the deli where you got that sandwich?
Oh, I did not get it from a deli. I made it at home.
Oh.
Oh, damn it.
Do you have one around we could borrow?
A sandwich?
You tell him the truth now.
You just tell the truth. He doesn't have to listen to us.
It's 4:40 in the afternoon. I ate that sandwich I brought today over 4.5 hours ago.
What kind of mustard did you use? Was it really good mustard from Fancy Nancy Country Store, saving on New York opening in 2 weeks?
I did not get the mustard from Fancy Nancy Country Store opening in Sayville, New York in 2 weeks. However,
in the future,
I will look for Fancy Nancy Country Store opening in Sayville, New York in 2 weeks.
Which is probably this week, considering when the show's going to come out.
By the way, we have all given a thumbs up, a wink, Mentos commercial style.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you can tell us about this cell phone?
There's nothing...
Oh, anything else you can tell us... I used the wrong voice. Anything else you can tell us about this cell phone?
There is nothing else I know about this cell phone. Mm. Except now I know it's called a cell phone.
Okay.
It didn't that is very helpful.
Blink or anything for you or say anything or...
There was a blinking red light on it, and there was a display that said one new message, but I did not know how to retrieve that message, and in fact, it kind of scared me. It seemed like futuristic technology.
All right. So I'm gonna call you two over in like one of those little huddles,
okay.
Guys.
Yes.
Redfield, you cast the zone of truth on him. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he knew anything else, he'd tell us, right?
Yeah.
I think this guy's pretty much a dead end.
Yeah.
So should we just say our goodbyes and grab some of that great mustard and head on out?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Good to meet you, I suppose.
Nice to meet you,
Joshua.
Too.
Thank you for your help. Yes.
Bye, Josh.
Bye. Good to meet you, purple hair.
Do I have purple hair?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
Bluebeard, Redfield.
Oh, right.
Hair.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you for getting the joke, Jackie.
If you can call it that.
Yeah. All right, so...
Before we leave, just give me one second. I just want to look at one thing, before we leave. Okay, never mind. No. I was just thinking if there's any way I could magically get the bell out of the drawer so I could ring it one more time before we left.
You can go to the drawer and open it.
Yeah, but I don't want to go behind that counter.
Okay.
I don't want to be a little respectful. Oh, wait. No. I got an idea. All right. So we're walking out.
We're going to walk down the stairs and go back past the main desk.
Yeah, and so I reach into my giant bag of holding, and I pull out a bell, put it on the desk. In front of Jeffrey. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Jeffrey.
Yes.
And I just... And then I walk out. There's a moment, and then I walk back in and take the bell, and put it in my bag, and walk out.
There we go.
I want to make you roll for something, but I can't for life. Jeffrey's just going to sit there and take it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, what else is he going to do?
Just back on the streets of Chi-Town.
Yep. Yeah.
So we need to figure out where Willis Park is, guys. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what Google is, so someone else needs to come up with an idea.
Well, we could ask a person on the street.
Okay.
If there are people on the street.
Julian, could you ask?
Certainly.
Redfield's social etiquette is a little off at the moment.
I know who Lincoln is.
Yes, there you go. Oh, yes, there you go. So, yes, Julian knows what this statue is, which might be relevant. You never know. So, Julian, find out where this statue of Abraham, what was his name?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yes, find out where that is.
How are you continually condescending to me with your eyes? I don't get it. You're like, oh, yeah, we can figure this out.
It's like that meme where I tell more people to fuck off with my eyes than my mouth. I've been practicing.
All right, Julian, do your thing.
Yes. So we have folks on the street.
There are people just walking by me, and the cars that you
just a regular old city street, right?
Yeah.
1940s city street.
Yeah.
So who's the closest to us? Who do I walk up to?
Hot dog vendor.
Sounds like fun. Awesome. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Franklin Pangborn. Very nice. I'd love to buy a Pepsi. I have a nickel.
I only deal in Coke. That's not true of Chicago. Chicago's a fucking Pepsi town.
Yes, sir.
All right. A nickel, you say? Well, here's an ice cold Pepsi for you,
Thank you, sir. Now, hopefully that'll get us some sponsorship.
I want to be a Coke podcast, though. Come on.
I'm just thinking of the period, that's all.
Yeah.
And while we're here... can you tell us where the Lincoln statue is in Willis Park? I was supposed to meet someone, and we've gotten a bit turned around.
Hmm. The Lincoln statue, you say?
Yes.
I believe it is at the northeast corner of the park, and the park is about a mile east of here. If you just head down this road and then make a right onto Turnbuckle.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Okay.
The park will be on your left.
Thank you.
So would anyone else like a hot dog?
While Julian was talking, I sneak around and steal a hot dog out of the park.
And then blatantly eats it in front of the guy.
I am naturally stealthy, by the way. You can attempt to hide even when you are obscured only by a creature that is at least one size larger than you. So I like crawl, like military crawl on the ground. And I go to steal a hot dog while they're talking. Do you want me to roll something?
I do.
Okay.
I want you to roll a stealth check.
Okay. That's off dex, right? That's a dex modified thing? Okay. I got an 8 plus... How good is this guy's perception?
I don't have to tell you that.
I know.
To be fair, he's a hot dog vendor.
10. It's a total of a 10.
It's successful.
Okay. So, and by the time he finishes the conversation, I'm now standing behind Julian eating the hot dog right in front of him.
So this is while he's
asking for directions.
When he said, does anyone else want a hot dog?
Yeah, I'm eating the hot dog.
Yeah. Bobby, Redfield should just say, no, I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Did you get that one from Taylor's Hot Dogs?
I love Taylor's Hot Dogs.
They're a bunch of crooks, I'll tell you. What's this voice? I don't know.
They make a delicious hot dog, though, sir.
Well, I never.
All right, guys, let's go.
We can do a taste test. Give them one of yours, perhaps, and we'll compare and contrast.
Anything to go against that crooked fellow Taylor.
I guess I'll take another hot dog. I mean, if you really...
You take one of my hot dogs and you compare it to Taylor's hot dog and you tell me, sir, which one is better.
All right.
And he makes you a hot dog and he hands you a hot dog. And you've got two hands full of hot dogs.
Take a bite of the one I stole. Take a bite of the one he gave me. And I say, it's about the same.
Oh my God, Redfield, you are ridiculous. Let's get out of here right
let's
now.
Go quick.
Thank you, sir.
And he just starts openly weeping.
Right, let's go. Come on.
The park may close, but let's go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. Bye-bye. Oh, Redfield.
Hey, I got two hot dogs.
Yes, you did.
You got none.
Guess that makes you the winner. Right, let's go. So we're going to hoof it up to Turnbuckle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually doing this geographically correct.
Come on.
All right, so we're heading to the park.
Yeah.
The northeast corner.
Yes, right. Northeast corner of the park. No, we're walking along there, and I said to Julian, Julian, there's a statue. Is that what we're looking for?
That is him. That is the 16th president of the United States.
You totally stole my line.
Sorry. And indeed it is the statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Hello again, listeners. This is Justin, your all-around sound person for the podcast. And during this middle section, before we get to the new Henley Reads segment, I just wanted to mention a few things I've been forgetting to talk about during this portion of the show. Feel free to reach out online to talk about the show or ask any of us questions, or to suggest maybe magic items or anything else you can think of. If you're on Twitter, you can reach us at DND Adventure. That's N like the letter, at DND Adventure. And if you don't use Twitter or you're not on social media and you just want to email us, you can do that at adventure@talkingcomicbooks.com. Oh, and I'm sure at some point we'll be looking for new NPC names again. So, yeah, keep those comments coming in and emails coming in, and maybe we'll use your name for the show. And, of course, I always like to thank BattleBards at BattleBards.com and Tabletop Audio at TabletopAudio.com for letting us use some of their sounds for the show. Mixing that with some of the Foley work I do and my own personal library. It's a big help and it saves me a lot of time. So thanks again for them. There's one last thing I wanted to say before we get to the Henley Reed segment. I just wanted to thank the audience for sticking around. I know sometimes our release schedule can be a little crazy. We all have jobs and, of course, new babies and, you know, the things everyone has going on in their life. And the show takes a lot to produce, a lot to record, and a lot to work on, so we don't ever want to stop, but sometimes life just gets in the way a little bit, and thanks again. And without further ado, here's the next batch of files that I got from, I guess, Henley from somewhere.
Hello, it's me, Henley. Lil Peen. Henley Lil Peen. I just want to share with you some nice things and some not nice things have been said about our show. From people 9 to 300. People 9300. 5 stars. This show only just got started, but I love the chemistry between the cast, and Mara brings a ton of knowledge to the table. Can't wait to hear the adventure get started. Alright, that was a little older. Been a little bit more shows than that. Caravu. Said Lil Peen Rosin. Ooh. 5 stars. This podcast is extremely well put together. Audio production is top notch, and the story is well paced, very engaging. But the true genius is the character Henley Lil Peen. Brian is the perfect comic relief while still staying in character.
Am I?
My only gripe about the show is they play 5A, which is junk. Other than that, the show is perfect. Deja Vu again is this person's name. They gave us 5 stars, said I love it. If you were looking to know the rules, you were in the wrong place. But if you want to have fun and laugh a lot, then this is the podcast for you. There's some amazing chemistry between the DM and the players. I like that they're pretty free with the rules. I'll laugh every episode I'll listen to. Twisted Steel 3815 says, my son and I are learning rock along with you. Funny and informative. Henley rocks. Alright. That's it for me for now. But I'll give you some more reviews later. But I can only do it if you give us more. Now, will I be happy if they're 5 stars? Maybe. Maybe not. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go find some jerky. You all have a good time out there, but not too good of a time. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll just let one out. See you all next time.
And there you have the next batch of iTunes reviews read by Henley. If you want to hear your review on the podcast, if you could go onto iTunes and leave us a review and rate us whatever you'd like. And it looks like I've taken just about enough time away from the podcast, so let's get back into it and see where these crazy adventures are going to lead us. I got to start looking at these maps of Chicago. I gotta start finding where. Maybe I'll.
All right, so we get to the statue and we see the park bench. It's right there.
There are 8 park benches that are all kind of in a semicircle.
Yeah. All right. So
facing the statue.
Okay. So I'm going to roll an investigation check to see if I can see anything different about any of them in particular. Got 2, so I'm not even going to bother looking at any of my stats because.
Sure.
Okay. I'll roll. I'm going to see shit as normal.
And they're 8 plus.
It was going to be something different, and then it fell off your book.
It did. Plus, what's my intelligence modifier? 2, so a 10.
All right, Bob?
Plus 3.
14.
Okay, so Jackie looks around. I'm sorry, Thrace looks around and goes, "Ooh, look, benches!"
I'm surprised I even saw the benches.
That's it. Julian and Redfield are both looking at the benches, and they all are uniform. They look the same. They've been around for a while. If you're looking at the statue, it'll be the next to last on your left. There is what looks to be a little notebook on the ground. In the grass, kind of obscured. It's a black notebook, but it is visible.
All right, well, I didn't even see that, so one of you two need to go grab it.
Go grab it,
yeah.
Julian.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Open it up.
That would be the next step, yes. and you notice it is completely blank, save for 4 numbers. I'm sorry, 3 numbers, or 3 sets of numbers, I should say. The first is 843.7, then 813.4, then 823.8.
All right, guys. My math isn't great. And also, that's not even in character. That's just an absolute statement of fact.
I'm sorry. There was also a heading above that. CPL.
Does anyone have any idea what this means?
Yes.
Bob. Julian?
Chicago. Bob. Chicago Public Library. That's the Dewey Decimal System. There are books that we need to go look up.
Oh,
good, Julian's smart.
Yes, and shit. And now I'm thinking to myself, great, we have to go back in the library and you're going to ring that damn bell again.
We better hurry.
We better not
Redfield,
get kicked out.
You should probably fly ahead to the library.
Yeah, fly ahead because it closes at 5.
So what time is it?
It is 4:52.
Oh, shit.
Fly like the wind, Redfield.
All right, I'm going to hop on my broom and fly. So okay. Take my broom out of a bag of holding. Get on it and zoom up.
Right, and me and Julian are just running.
Oh, yeah. I come back and grab the book from Julian.
Yeah. So like we're about a mile behind him. So yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, I figure I'll get there. I mean, you can tell me like probably like 3 or 4 minutes. I can probably get there.
Yeah.
Not quicker.
Quicker.
A mile.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. A mile.
But it's gonna take us like 10. So
yeah.
We'll have to meet you on the steps.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. So you fly up there and you get to the front door. Fly over the steps. You don't even need to deal with those 112 steps.
No.
And it is 4:58, and the doors are still open as someone's heading in there to lock them.
Okay.
Early. The nerve.
Is it Jeffrey who's trying to lock the door?
It's absolutely Jeffrey.
Great.
So I'm on the steps running at the door right now. Yeah. Can I fly right into the door?
Let's do a check here. If you're flying right through the door, whether they're going to open for you and you will be beautifully acrobatic, or if you miss and crash and mangle yourself in glass.
So are the doors right now open and they're coming to close them?
No,
they're closed.
No, it's open in the sense of not locked.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All
right,
okay.
But there are 2 doors that push open.
Right. So this is what I want to do, okay? I'm going to fly full speed at the doors, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, right before I get to them, basically hold myself with 2 hands on the broom with my feet below the broom so I can kick open the doors.
You Hudson Hawking this?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know what that means. But the Bruce Willis movie? Is that
yes.
What? Okay, I've never
it's
seen
it's
it.
It's on the poster.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've got both hands on the top of the broom, but I'm dangling below the broom.
Okay.
And I'm going to use both my feet to try to push through the door.
I'd like you to do an acrobatic check.
Okay. I have 2. 16.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is successful.
Full speed at this door, probably 5 feet before I hit the door, I do like a crazy, you know, move where I swing myself around holding, so I'm dangling my feet below the broom, and I rear my legs back and kick the door open, and then do a flip off the broom and land on my feet and catch the broom in my hand,
and then go ding. Ooh. Ding ding.
Yeah, and then ring the bell.
And Jeffrey has the very large key ring in his hand, and again is just staring at you, mouth wide open, and drops the keys.
And I reach over and I grab the key ring. I said, "We're gonna stay up a little later today, Jeffrey."
Whatever you say, and he just runs out the front door because he did just watch a flying man.
All right, so is he going to wait for us to get there?
No, I'm going to go up. You're to the reference. Just get another reference second in case.
But he's leaving the door. I'm doors are open. We'll meet him.
Yeah, doors are open.
Jeffrey had the keys, and now Redfield has the keys.
Yeah, so we're good on that one. So I go up the reference section, and I go to the first address, 843.7.
But is Joshua up there?
I don't give a crap if Joshua's up there.
Well, are you going to the desk or are you going to the stacks? Because if you go to the desk, you're going to find Joshua. Why am I calling him Josh? You called him Josh. Yes. If you go to the desk, you'll see him, but you can just go directly to...
I'm going to the stacks.
Okay.
Go directly to the stacks.
All right, so you're going to the first one, which is what?
843.7.
Okay. So you're scanning all the books, and you see you're in what appears to be a literature section, and 843.7 is The Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay.
By Alexandre Dumas.
Man in Iron Mask. I take the book off the shelf and open it up. Mm-hmm. I can guess you want me to roll an investigation check on this thing? Okay. That's an 8.
8. You open the book. There's just the normal circulation card with all the names and stamps on the inside front cover. And it's just a well-read, you know, gently, more than gently loved book.
Do I recognize any of the names on the card?
You don't recognize any of the names on the card. There's only one name on the card.
Yes.
And that name is Jasper Haust.
Jasper Haust. Okay, Jasper.
H-O-U-S-T-E.
Jasper Haust. Okay.
Okay, so I take the book and I put it in my bag.
Okay. Outright steals the book.
Well, you don't want to see Josh.
Yeah. Going to the next book, 813.4.
Okay. You're scanning, and there is the Prince and the Pauper.
Oh, okay.
By Mark Twain.
Does he need to roll an investigation check for each book?
Mm-hmm. 19. 22. Beat the book! You open it up, same thing. What looks to be a fresh card, and there's one name on it, Jasper Haust.
Ah, this Jasper.
All right. And that was 823.8. And the book is on the shelf, and it is The Prisoner of Zenda.
I so wanted it to be 50 Shades of Grey, the last one.
All right, let me roll again.
Mm-hmm.
14, 17.
And the card here has two names on it.
Oh, twist.
Jasper Haust.
Okay.
And Julian Wingate.
What the fuck?
Julian, are we going down this path again? Are we doing the whole thing?
You don't know yet. You're not even here yet.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Right, he's just doing the recon.
Yeah. So I take all three books.
Yep.
And I find the nearest, you know, desk to sit at.
Okay.
And I put them in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take out my, not the Blammo cigarettes, the regular, my regular cigarette.
Please have a moment happen where you forget that.
Yes.
And I lean back in the chair, put my feet up on the desk, and start smoking the cigarette, waiting for them to show up.
Okay. All right. So you're waiting. So we'll cut back to Julian and Thrace, who are huffing and puffing on their way back to the library, wondering, why didn't they figure this out earlier?
Okay. This sucks.
Yeah.
I hope he's actually doing something useful and not just ringing that damn bell again.
But as you, you're approaching the library where you see at the top of 112 fictitious steps that the doors are wide open, kind of cracked a little bit, like it. Something happened here,
right.
but there isn't anyone else around, so you can just walk right in.
Yeah, wasn't that Jeffrey who just ran past us?
Yeah. Redfield? Redfield, are you in here?
I'm up here.
All right, I guess he's in the reference section.
Who's there? Shut up, Josh!
We are closed.
Just come up.
Fine, all right. So we go up there. And we spot Redfield from the massively obnoxious cloud of vape smoke coming up from behind the stacks.
He just has four in his mouth. What? Okay. So you've been reunited, and you're sitting there with the books laid out.
So you found the books?
Found the books, and I tell them, I go over them what the books are. The three books, mm-hmm. and the one name that's on all three of them. And then I get to, what was the prisoner of?
Zenda?
Yep.
So Jasper Haust's name is on prisoner of Zenda as well, but so is another name.
Oh yeah, which name?
Julian Wingate.
Julian, again, this happened before. What do you know about this that you're not telling us?
I'd love to know that myself. What date is on the card?
Good question.
So you open up the book again, and the date on the card is October 12th, 1947.
What's today?
October 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julian, you got this book out 3 days ago?
We weren't even here 3 days ago.
It's true. We were not here today.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure we were with him 3 days ago.
What is going on?
This is some sort of time paradox. Mm.
Can I also say that on the message from Henley, you mentioned there was a four digits that could bring him back. All of these reference numbers are also four digits.
Oh.
I don't know if that's a connection or not, but I'm just going to bring it up.
That's
it
out there.
Since all the books in question speak to people being held prisoner.
They do, mm-hmm. yes.
One of them may free him from wherever he can't drink any ale.
One of them may get rid of him altogether. I say let's just plug him in and see what happens,
three
right?
Good outcomes.
So what do you guys want to do?
Redfield, you haven't met the guy. I'm just warning you.
I met Henley.
You did? Oh, you did meet him.
Yeah.
First impressions count for a lot. What did you think?
He was obnoxious and a little bit smelly, and he spoke with an accent. That's all I can remember.
Okay.
So I don't really know. He also did sacrifice his life to save the world. So.
Yes.
Shit. I know why everyone always has to bring that up. Like it's some kind of redeeming quality.
That's the other thing I know about it.
All right, guys, what do you want to do?
So here's my idea. What if we put one of these sets of numbers into that phone?
Huh? Okay.
And hit send.
Well, Julian, you know how to work this thing better than us, right?
I think we should... Should we discuss which...
I don't think that's true of Julian or Bob.
You're absolutely correct.
I say we try the one that has your name on it.
I was just going to suggest that myself.
Mm-hmm. I personally love to hear Bob describe how you enter a number and hit send into a cell phone, but that's just me.
Okay. So,
get your magnifying glass out.
I have the phone on me anyway because I was the one who took it. All right, so I pull the phone out, I open it up, I hit 8238 and hit send.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Yeah, that one didn't work.
Yeah. Okay. The next one?
Yeah, I'll try the next one.
So,
Let's try Prince of the Pauper. 8134. Yeah.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is
And then the first one, 8437.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
What if I,
no longer in service?
Are there any messages in the text messages?
History
on
the phone.
In the phone? Yeah. No, there are not.
Okay.
There's nothing else on that phone that really is relevant apart from that voicemail, right?
No.
Okay.
That didn't work.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
It's a good try.
Julian, you really know nothing about this?
No.
Redfield. Zone of truth. Quick, zone of truth on Julian. Cast zone of truth on him.
I can do that.
You know he's not the most reluctant. Well, I'm saying this without him hearing. I'm just letting you know I like him. We've been through a lot, but not the most trustworthy.
Okay. All right. So I cast a zone of truth on Julian.
Quickly, without him realizing.
Okay.
Does he need to roll a charisma saving throw?
So Julian.
Roll that. But also, doesn't Bobby get initiative because we're trying to do it quickly with and surprise him?
Five. Oh, all right, yeah. Never so mind. I got it.
Okay.
The question is, I don't think Bob knows what's going on, so I don't know how effective it's going to be.
Should Bob know
what's going on?
Or is he genuinely confused as to why his name's on this book?
He's genuinely confused.
All right, okay. so we can play it that way then.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right, so do you want to just do it again? Like, cast it?
I cast it, so I'm going to cast it. I'm going to say, do your bad cop thing.
Okay. Julian, We've been through this before. Why is your name on that book?
I wish I knew.
You do know.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Redfield, this is as far as I got. Take over.
I put a glass of water in front of Juliana. Listen, buddy. She can go off the handle a little bit. Just tell me what's going on.
I'm just breathing little fireballs in the corner right now.
I've never been in Chicago until we started this adventure. So why my name is on this book, I have no particular notion.
All right, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth.
I guess he is. All right. Sorry about that, Julian.
That's okay. I get it.
Okay.
I've been duplicitous in the past.
Yes, you have.
So we need to find Jasper Haust.
Yes.
That's true. Oh, yes, that's true. All right. Do you want to go ask Joshua? Mm. Maybe he knows.
I think one of you guys probably go ask Joshua.
I'm going to go ask Joshua.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Joshua?
Mm-hmm. Josh. Josh.
He likes to be called Joshua.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Joshua.
Yes, how can I help you?
Hello.
Even though it is far past our closing time.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
It is 5:04.
Shut up, you dweeb!
Redfield. I'm sorry about this, Joshua. I'm sorry. He has a condition.
I'm sorry.
It's called being an ass. Look, there's nothing I can do. But can I just ask you a question? I know you just found that phone and you really don't know what is going on right now, but have you ever heard of someone called Jasper Haust?
And Joshua just runs away from you as fast as he can.
All right, I'm going to chase him straight away because I got dragon reflexes.
All right, so how are we doing this here?
Athletic check?
No, you have...
Like, he's gonna turn around and I want to have my reflexes, like, go and grab him by the collar and do the comedy thing because I'm still... Even though I look like a 5'8" woman right now, I am a 7-foot dragon, so I'm going to pick him up by his collar and hold him in the air while his little legs are going.
It's true. So he's running away and you roll.
You want to roll again?
Yes. Yeah. 15 plus 4, 19. I got the little shit this time.
Yeah, you catch him. You catch him.
All right, so I've got him. Redfield, Julian, get over here, quick. Because I went to talk to him on my own, right? Mm-hmm. I just said Jasper Haust to this guy, and he took off running. What do you want me to do with him? I can hit him with my Warhammer.
That'll get an answer.
I think we should probably wait.
All right. Well, you tell me what to do then, because that's pretty much my go-to move at this point.
I can set him on fire, but that's not going to help.
Okay. Guys. Trying to get answers out of him. We're not trying to kill him.
All right. Sorry, Redfield. We get a little excited in this situation.
Well, he has Zone of Truth cast on him.
Already?
Yes, already. It hasn't been that long, so okay. I think it still counts. Let me just make sure.
How long?
I don't know how long the duration is. Only 10 minutes, so he's free of it at this point.
Okay. And are you're not able to cast it again?
I can cast it again.
Okay, if we have to. Let's try other methods first, shall we?
Yeah.
Lightning bolt?
I was thinking maybe Redfield could just ding the bell until he like cries and gives it up.
So I take out the pack of Blammo cigarettes.
Yep.
And I say, you see these cigarettes?
Yes.
They are very special. They will explode when they're lit. So how you say we put you in this chair, I put one of these babies in your mouth, and I light it, and we just walk away. Or you can tell us who Jasper Haust is.
I'll take this cigarette.
Oh, shit, I didn't expect that.
Wow, Redfield, you gotta follow through with the threats right now. Yeah.
How about we just hit him a lot or something?
See, I said hit him with my Warhammer, and everyone's let's try a different way. Skull. How about I tickle him with it very gently?
Wait. I think we're going to need to roll. Actually, where's my, geese, that's what it's called.
Geese?
G-E-A-S.
Oh, this is the same thing you used on Beacon.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Place a magical command on a creature that you can see within a range, forcing it to carry out some service or refrain from some action or course of activity as you decide. It must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. Which is 30 days.
Nice.
This doesn't work. We'll just do Zone of Truth. But this way we can maybe bring him with us because he seems to know something.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go for it, Redfeld. So I'm still holding him at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast a geese.
And what's the modifier?
If you've seen on a wisdom saving throw, it's you have to beat a... Let's see. Hold on a second. You have to beat a 12.
All right.
A
13.
Damn it.
Didn't work.
A 13.
Maybe we should have said duck first.
All right, Zone of Truth.
And before you can cast Zone of Truth, you hear a voice from the stack say,
I would let him go,
All right, we spin around and look.
And it looks like Joshua Peters.
Oh, what is going on?
sorry. I got confused.
And so, yeah, it's
another Joshua Peters.
So I'm standing there holding Joshua Peters, looking at Joshua Peters.
Yes.
Oh, guys.
I would let him go.
Who are you and who am I holding?
Are you the prince or the pauper?
My name is Jasper Haust.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid that you cannot leave.
Well,
dispatch them! And then from the stacks, from the shadows, you see three very familiar faces appear. They are Thrace, Julian, and Redfield.